Gentlemen, yes indeed, every night, 9 o'clock Central Time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And this is Rick Adams, your radio avenger, uncensored Radio Free America. And we are here tonight, as we are every night. Tonight, we'll be talking once again about what is happening in our nation, what is happening to us as a people, regarding the Terry Schiavo case. And, well, I'll tell you, I try to read as many newspapers as I possibly can stomach each and every day. And I will tell you that the one that I think has done more damage, more harm to America as a nation in the last 100 years or so, probably is the New York Times. It is the paper of deception, the paper of lies, and yet the paper of influence. And it has quite a rich history in this regard. The New York Times, particularly, now run, of course, by the Sulzberger family, has had a very clear and blatant history with regard to crisis creation and crisis utilization, the old dialectic, if you will. Creating issues rather than reporting on them and then editorializing and trying to influence the nation. Well, today was no exception. In today's New York Times is the editorial Exploiting Terry Schiavo, a blow to the rule of law. Now that subheadline has to be the most blatant, hypocritical rant, if you will, coming from the editorial board of the New York Times, a blow to the rule of law. The reason is, of course, that the New York Times has always had, as far back as I can remember reading, a very severe contempt for the rule of law. Now, just in my generation alone, the New York Times had supported every single Marxist, socialist, Zionist, and, if you will, interventionist program in violation of the clear and obvious intent of the U.S. Constitution. Everything from the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which was an open declaration of war on the limitation of power set forth in our Constitution, an invasion of state sovereignty, to every single social experimental issue, the New York Times was always there supporting interventionism, rape of state sovereignty, and the destruction of the meaning of constitutional law. And yet here in the Terry Schiavo case, the Right to Life case, they are now turning it into a polemic, if you will, against the Constitution of the United States. How typical of the New York Times. How blatantly typical that they should maintain their consistent inconsistencies for all of these years. So we'll talk about that and the viewpoints and the death lobby tonight as we talk about this issue of Terry Schiavo and her fight for life. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back on Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on RBNLive.com.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Arc Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Arc Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Arc. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Arc Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arcinstitute.com. Do it today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Radio Free America. Here's your radio avenger, Rick Adams, also known as the Paul Revere of talk radio, because I'm sounding the alarm. And the alarm needs to be sounded, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, once again, we're talking not just about Terri Schiavo and the Schiavo family and the Schindler family, her parents. We're talking about the heartbeat, the very soul of America, and what is happening to it. And today, how the New York Times editorial is so typical of the pro-death mindset, if you will, the pro-death of our Constitution mindset of the left-wing socialist Marxist agendaites, that it is just so rampant, it makes one want to vomit. It is absolutely repugnant. It is absolutely incredible that all of a sudden people like Barney Frank, Nancy Pelosi, and that crowd, the most radical and depraved and degenerate of those in Congress, have found the religion of states' rights. Now, you know, I've been a proponent of state sovereignty, if you will, since I became aware politically. Made my choice, made my decision based on the facts and based on the Constitution. And therefore, I opposed all of the social agenda legislation going way back to the New Deal and the revolution of the 60s, the war on poverty, so-called, the Civil Rights Act, and all of these other programs and acts that were totally in violation of our U.S. Constitution, taking away from the states their responsibility, and therefore from the people. Now, all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, those that were responsible for invading states, invading our sovereignty, the invasion by the Kennedy administration of Mississippi in 1963 with National Guardsmen to enforce so-called integration, the invasion of Arkansas by Eisenhower in the 1950s, all of this praised by the New York Times, lavishly heaping praise upon the interventionists, those that believe in the central power of the government over the states, over the people, now all of a sudden have become champions of states' rights when it comes to Terry Schiavo. The opening line, if you are in a persistent vegetative state, quote unquote, and there is a dispute about whether to keep you alive, your case will probably go no further than state court unless you are Terry Schiavo. Now, this is what I'm talking about. State court versus federal. Now, we can argue about whether or not this is the appropriate way to try to save Terry Schiavo's life. But we can argue about one thing. These on the radical left, the extreme left-wing elements of the media, such as the New York Times, and of course the Post, and of course many other publications, this is the coup d'etat for them. This is the moment they have been waiting for. They have become the most absolute hypocritical, inconsistent voices of tyranny that one has ever witnessed in this nation's history. So let me just state that quite unequivocally, that what we have here is absolute rubbish and rhetorical Vaseline coming from the slippery slopes of the media establishment in New York, the New York liberal media, if you will. Now, I have on the line with me, who's just called in for an update, the young man that we spoke with a couple of times on this program, John Stadtmiller, has talked about on his program and spoken with, by the way, on a number of programs, because, as you know, last weekend we were watching the situation. And Paul, of course, our producer at the time, did tell us that we were posting on our website, rbnlive.com, an update. Now, once again, back on the program is none other than Adam MacArthur from Operation Rescue. Hello, Operation Rescue.
Rick, good evening, sir. How are you?
Okay, I'm very well, sir. Thank you. You know, I've just been talking about the hypocrisy here from a political viewpoint of
right.
the extremists on the left that really and truly, you know, all of a sudden have found religion, you know, the religion of states' rights. And I'm saying, where were they 50, 60, 75 years ago
exactly.
when this country was undergoing a revolution of statism and terrorism, really, from the federal government? And now
absolutely.
We find that here's a case where a young lady has no choice in the matter as to whether or not her life will continue or whether she will be killed by starvation. And now all of a sudden they're concerned that we're overreaching our bounds. Doesn't that sound a little bit hypocritical to you?
Hypocrisy at its finest. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rick, I've been in Tallahassee here these last few days.
Yes.
And I've been in on some of the Senate hearing committee hearings. It was this morning right there, you know, right between the Senate and the House. Here in Tallahassee, in the capital of Florida, you just the presence that's there, the hypocrisy that's there, the few senators and House reps that we have that are truly lobbying for this. It's just it's been a whirlwind. And like I was just listening to you here a little bit, you're hitting the nail on the head. This is at this point in time has gone far beyond Terry Schiavo, and now you have a battle, I believe, between good and evil, and a line has definitely been drawn.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and as far as any hope now at this point of of intervening is concerned, does it look to you, does it look to Operation Rescue and others you've spoken with to be a fait accompli, or is there any hope here at all?
Oh, Rick, that seems to be the question of the hour, and it has been. I'll tell you what, I've done a lot of different national events, been with numerous different stories, such as Judge Roy Moore and the Ten Commandments, and numerous ones throughout my life thus far, as short as it has been. But never have I been on an emotional roller coaster like this. Literally every hour we get a call that comes in and everything looks bright and the tube's going back in. The next hour another call comes in and things look so bleak that there's no hope. Where we're at right now, to give the listeners an update, is the Schindlers went today to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta, Georgia. Michael Schiavo tried to do a little preemptive strike, if you may, to get them to not even see it. This circuit threw it out, his preemptive strike, and is actually listening to it. So right now where we're at is hopeful on a few different fronts. In Atlanta, we're extremely hopeful that that they're actually taking a look at this. There is talk, which has not come about thus far, of reinserting the tube for, let's say, 8 to 10 days, and just kind of allowing this to work itself out and allowing it to be heard all the way through and nothing to be rushed, which is what, you know, our president has stated. If we're going to err on the side of caution, err on the side of life. On another front, in Tallahassee, we have senators right now who are on the fence. We have about four different Democrats and a couple of Republicans who a year ago voted in the favor of the bill, and this last time have voted down the amendment. So we're extremely hopeful. There's lobbying going on. I was with Kate Adamson today, who has a powerful testimony, a woman who had her had a tube that was removed, was in a coma, could hear everything that was going on, had an awesome husband who fought for her, and now she's walking around lobbying on behalf of Terry. I mean, we're talking, the difference between her and I is I go in and you know, really want to be a voice for Terry, but this is a woman who was in her situation,
mm-hmm.
who heard the doctor saying, just let her go, or heard the people saying, just let her die, and here she is now walking around lobbying on her behalf. We have doctors that have seen Terry. We have numerous people from all over the country, really all over the world, that are lobbying. So we're hopeful that Senate bill is going to pass. It is on the docket as of this morning. We're waiting for Senator Webster to introduce it. I spoke with Senator Webster yesterday and with his office again this morning, and he wants to just make sure that those two votes that are needed right now are going to be counted, because once it is introduced and if it is shut down, by the time they can get it back onto the docket, it would be too late.
Now, this bill does exactly what? What does it say?
This bill right here, and again, the verbiage, I apologize, I've been up for it, it seems like days now, and a lot of us have been on a hunger strike, so if I get a few of my words wrong, I forgive me. But this basically is like a Terry's Law 2. If anyone's familiar with Terry's Law 1, what this will do, this will allow the tube to be reinserted. A little bit of the verbiage would just state that Terry would have the right to legal representation, just as, let's say, a Dennis Rader or a Bundy would.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it will do is will allow her legal representation. The tube would be reinserted, and she would go through a fair trial with representation, as opposed to right now with none, just going on the basis of a guardianship of Michael Schiavo.
All right. So the doctors would be ordered, essentially, to reinstate the feeding tubes and the water.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't realize this is the fourth day now where literally she is beginning to be starved to death. And it's not just food or sustenance. It is now a matter of water, life essential water, that
Absolutely.
Is being deprived into her system. Now, this is just, to me, it is absolutely incredible. As you have pointed out on this program, and others have pointed out, we would not do this to an animal. And yet we are allowing judges, unelected in many cases, judges,
yep.
to decide on behalf of her estranged husband what her intentions and real wishes were at that time. Given the turns of this case, that is absolutely incredible. Stay on the line. We'll be right back with you. All right, Rick Adams speaking with Adam MacArthur on Uncensored Radio Free America.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
All right, is this a real thing? I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Radio Avenger. You hear the Avengers theme song. And that's me, Rick Adams, uncensored, radio-free America, across the globe, actually. And we've got listeners everywhere, so if you'd like to call in, chime in, you're free to do so. You don't have to be ashamed. Nobody's shy over here. Give us a call, 800-313-9443. And right now, we're speaking once again with this young, devoted individual, Adam MacArthur, who, of course, is in Operation Rescue. He's there. He's back in Tallahassee. He's back here. He's everywhere. He's managing to get quite a workout on this Terry Schiavo case that really is not about Terry Schiavo. It's about all of us and what may happen to us someday when somebody decides, barring the fact that we have no, say, durable power of attorney or we have no plans laid out, may decide our own fate. Now, once again, Adam, I'm not going to necessarily say a brief for this whole process that has evolved over the last 20 or 30 years, this durable power of attorney and all of these concepts of having a living will. I remember when a lot of right-to-lifers were fighting that and saying that that's going to lead us down a path as well to euthanasia. And I don't know how you feel about that, but that's something that in itself troubles me as well.
Absolutely. It's, you know, what, I don't know if you want to call it prophetic or what you want to say, but here we are. Again, like I've said before, it seems to be a coined phrase I've been using lately, which is just a moral crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've wholeheartedly, if I apologize, I got an ambulance in the background. We've come to it. What we're looking at right now is, like you said, far beyond Terry Schiavo at this point in time. Rick, I'm scared, and even I've just been speaking with my mother here lately. She, you know, says, well, God forbid, what would, if this goes through, and what precedent does this set where we start just allowing families to kill each other off?
Well,
you know,
yeah,
if you have families who are in, you know, not in cahoots with one another, then what kind of moral decay are we truly going to cause?
Absolutely, and this is the scary part, you know, as society degenerates to a me first, everything for us, and no one enjoys anything else. The blessings of our country are now considered to be curses. We have to think in terms of how selfish people are becoming, how self-centered. You know, I remember growing up when my mother had to make a decision about her father, and he was senile, and he was not going to be able to take care of himself, and she had to work to try to pay bills, and she couldn't be there all day long. Well,
right.
You know, she was not one to put him into a nursing home. And yet today, that's the very first thing that most people think of when it comes to taking care of their own parents. Let's put them in a nursing home, because they can take care of them better than we can. You see, that was the beginning of the change of America and her mores. You understand? That very mentality.
Absolutely. And now, you know, what we're looking at, like you said, is we're starting to be, and to me, it is absolutely inconceivable. I did not know that when we're starting to get put out, you know, we like you said, I remember when we had to do it with my grandmother, my mother and my aunts and uncles said the last thing they wanted to do was to put her into that. But now I hear, you know, talks amongst my peers, and that their very, very first inkling is, oh, yeah, it's fine, just put them into a nursing home. No problem.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a debate at one time. Now it's the first impulse for many or most people, I think, because of the strains of society. The families are not families anymore. They're not bound together as they were. And I believe this is the reason why America today has so many malaises, so many problems that stem from that erosion of the very basic unit of our society, which is under constant attack, the family unit. This
right.
is what is under attack today. And when these newspapers and these editorial writers and these columnists and talk show hosts and others try to jump on this bandwagon of personal decisions and leave it to the families and let's not have the government protect life anymore, you know, they are taking us down that road. And that road is a very dangerous road with a double-edged sword.
Slippery slope that you speak of, Rick, I believe is just the greatest way to put it. It's extremely true.
Adam, you're sort of breaking up with a cell phone. If you'd like to cut off and you have other things, I understand that. If you can maybe clear it up a little bit and stay with us, that's up to you after the break. But we'll be here for the next half hour or so anyway. So
okay.
Bear that in mind. You can do either one, you know. But my point tonight was... here we are 4 days now, going into 5 days of this woman who, if anything, will suffer even greater damage to her brain than has already been done in this third removal of her sustenance and feeding tube. This is the third time now. And this is, in America, to me, an absolute abomination based upon her husband's wishes. And I don't know. I mean, most people, I guess, agree with me who call our radio program and our network. But there are people, even so-called conservatives, who just think it's nothing more than a simple family issue and the government has no role in protecting life. I am not one of them, ladies and gentlemen. I believe the government must protect life. And we'll
Absolutely.
Talk about that in the next half hour. Thank you, Adam. Stay where you are if you wish. And I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. We'll be back with Uncensored Radio Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
About 10:33, I should say, my time, Eastern time, 33 past the hour, of course, depending on where you are. I keep forgetting because I'm a New Englander, and Rick Adams is here from Rhode Island. And speaking of Rhode Island, a couple of things. By the way, thank you, Adam, for being with us. He's had to leave, and he's a busy guy. I just appreciate him joining us from time to time. But here in Rhode Island, you know, we went through a case called the Marsha Gray case, G-R-A-Y, and, well, that was a number of years ago. Let me adjust my phone here. Hey, eventually soon we hope to be on what we call an ISDN line, so you'll be hearing me more clearly than ever. That will take place soon. Anyway, in 1988, a Rhode Island judge ruled remove the tube. Marsha Gray suffered from brain damage and was diagnosed as being in a, quote, persistent vegetative state. That was 17 years ago, a case with very striking similarities to Terry Schiavo. And it went before a federal judge, now not a state judge, but a federal judge initially. The judge's ruling that the patient had the right to refuse artificial feeding had set a national precedent. And then, of course, that precedent was reiterated by other courts. And today, despite the current storm surrounding the Florida woman and her case, the removing of the feeding tube is a routine part of medical practice, you see. This is something that goes on not just in this case of Terry Schiavo, but in cases across the United States and the world for that matter. What makes this case so different, as far as I am concerned, is the fact that we do not have any clear indication, any indication whatsoever, that Terry Schiavo wanted to die since 1991. And the interesting thing is this, the very interesting thing is, in this Rhode Island decision, this federal judge who initially ruled, Judge Francis Boyle, who's no longer with us, he's no longer on the court, he ruled that the hospital had to remove the tube or transfer Marcia Gray to a hospital willing to do it. Listen to this now. Food and water, when provided artificially, constitute medical treatment that a patient has the right to refuse. Boy, that's strange. That is, food and water now are not part of the natural condition. When administered artificially, they are medical treatments. Now, just think about that, how insane this judge was and how insane that ruling was. You can think of any number of situations where someone is unable to feed himself or herself and yet is being given food and life essential water. That is considered medical treatment. My friends, that is not medical treatment. That is not an invasive therapy either. That is not artificial. That is natural. And you can think of a case, many cases, not just someone who's comatose or someone who's brain damaged, but someone who might be temporarily ill being fed. That is not medical. My friends, you could have someone in your home being fed, even under the supervision of a doctor with a feeding tube for a temporary illness. That is not medical. That is natural. Medical, and we're playing semantics here, you see, the judge is deciding for himself and for everyone else what is medical and what is not. This is the danger of the left in this country today and the fascists of the New World Order who are attempting to dictate through an unelected body of people, the courts, what our nation's state legislatures and others shall do, regardless of the motivation to protect human life. It started with the abortion industry, where an unelected group of trash decided by the Supreme Court that they were going to create, quote, privacy rights for abortion, something not found in our federal constitution, something not allowable by the federal constitution. And yet, these unelected people, the Blackmans of the world, decided arbitrarily, unilaterally, and without any foundation in law, that they were going to create the right, if you will, to kill an unborn child. And we've never been the same since. This country has never, never recovered from that decision. Never. 800-313-9443 is my number, toll free. 800-313-9443. Never have we recovered. In fact, we are going further down the abyss. The abyss of moral abomination. And these writers of the New York Times, the Washington Post, even the LA Times and others now, high and mighty on their horses, talking about states' rights is the ultimate in hypocrisy. Now, I understand George Bush himself, when he was governor down there in Texas, well, he signed a law, we're told, that indeed respected a husband's right to make that decision for his wife, should she become incapacitated. So here's George Bush, the new George Bush, the born-again George Bush. Once again, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You can elucidate me if you want on that law. But you see, this is what This is what people need to know. Yes, there's a political hypocrisy on both sides of the aisle. Yes, Tom DeLay would like to be able to take the attention away from his own conflicts of interest and his own ethical lapses. Yes, the left would like to do the same, the politicians who are the high and mighty preachers, the Jesse Jackson types who are in office, you know, these types, John Lewis and company, the so-called pioneers of civil rights. These are the people who are in the pro-death camp. Unabashedly, unashamedly, they are taking us down the road to tyranny. In the name of freedom. George Orwell would have been proud, would he not? Calling good evil and evil good. Right is now wrong and wrong is now right. This woman and this case are so fascinating to me. Why are they so fascinating? This has gone on now for 15 years in the courts. And the reason it has gone on has been shown. Her estranged husband has been determined to pull the plug, as it were, on his wife for whatever reason. He claimed, Michael Chavo, only in 1998, halfway through this journey, only then did he claim that his wife told him she would not want to be kept alive in this manner. Not from the beginning, but only 7 years ago. That's strange, isn't it? Very strange. I don't think we should have to go to federal court or Congress should have to pass legislation appealing all the way up to the highest court. I don't believe we have to do that. I believe it's for the state legislatures, yes, to do it. And the state legislatures can indeed, in most cases, deal with issues where the courts have unfortunately decided to err, not on the side of life, but on the side of death. You see, it's your state legislatures which appropriate money to run the courts. The state legislatures have the authority to cut off all funding for the courts, to eliminate the budget of the court. I suggested they do that in Massachusetts last year when that radical state Supreme Court decided to invent the right of gay marriage by the most radical, extremist, communist justice of all, that woman who heads the Supreme Court, the judicial high court, so to speak, in Massachusetts. Margaret Marshall, who was in communist South Africa, but at the time, pre-communist South Africa, she was there leading the brigade against apartheid for the revolution, for equality, you see. You remember those words, equality, from the French Revolution, of the Rothschild family? Well, here was Margaret Marshall, out there the champion of the Marxist revolution in South Africa, with the clenched fist. Then comes to the United States, and then, of course, is seated there in this judicial court as Chief Justice, can you imagine, in the state of Massachusetts, ruling that the state constitution says it is illegal and unlawful to discriminate in marriage. Therefore, homosexuality cannot be the basis for forbidding people to get married. These judges, these unelected bureaucrats, men and women in black dresses, are going way beyond their call to duty, way beyond their purpose of being. And I say it's time to pull the plug on them. Cut the budgets. We have this battle going on right now in Rhode Island between the governor and the legislature, the governor and the judicial branch, where the Chief Justice wants to be able to control everything. All of the financing. He's an Abe Lincoln scholar, you know, Frank Williams, the Chief Justice here. He quotes Abraham Lincoln in virtually every aspect of his life and career. The man is really a basket case, yet he heads the state Supreme Court. And he wants to be able to micromanage everything in the budget of the court, when that is the prerogative of the administration and the legislature passing the budget. So what did he do? He pulled a fast one a year or so ago. He had an article sneaked in, if you will, Article 47 in the budget, that would do just that, remove any administrative control over his budget. Now, you got lawyers in the General Assembly, lawyers practicing before this court, the state Supreme Court, voting to do that. And he denied having any ulterior motive or behaving in a sneaky and underhanded manner by sneaking this article in, rather surreptitiously, Article 47, that changed the whole makeup of the financing of the court's budget. This is why you have to have a legislature that decides the issues, not the courts and not the president, not the White House, not the governor. It has to be those that hold the purse strings and those that put them there. You, me, everyone else. You see, this is where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. My number, by the way, if you'd like to chime in, 800-313-9443 from anywhere. 800-313-9443 will put you right on if you want to make a comment or a question on this Terry Schiavo case and the hypocrisy of the left, the hypocrisy of the statists, the fascist liberals, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Jack Reed's, all of these people, not just Democrats, Republicans as well. But, you know, it doesn't matter because neither one of them will stand up for truth. They're both rotten to the core, rotten to the core. Corrupt. If I sound like I'm angry tonight, it's because I am. I'm angry that these people appoint and begin to announce their high and mighty status by pointing the finger at someone else, someone trying to do good, someone trying to save the life of an innocent person, someone that can't decide for herself. And to point that finger in an accusatory manner is so vile to me. It is so ugly. These people are beyond help. These people are polemicists. They are sophists. They are hypocrites. They don't care two whits about constitutional law and the rule of law in the New York Times. How arrogant can they be? For years telling us the judiciary has to intrude upon the domain of the legislature and the state legislatures, no less, with their so-called affirmative action programs, abortion on demand, forced busing, and now they have the gall to talk about the president and the legislature impugning states' rights and impugning the judicial role. That is just, it goes to show you how corrupt the media are and those that run it, the editorial writers, the effete snobs, as Spiro Agnew used to call them, huh? I mean, these people are beyond the pale, ladies and gentlemen. They are beyond the pale. And meanwhile, this young lady, Terry Schiavo, is being murdered right before our very eyes. On worldwide television, all over the world, we're being seen. And it's not a pretty picture. As I said, the so-called experts are the ones who scare me the most. The doctors, these ethicists, as they call themselves, this new regime of doctors that are so cold and careless and heartless today, have left and abandoned any semblance of the Hippocratic Oath. My friends, I will debate them anytime, anywhere, any place, in any forum, because these people are absolutely morally bankrupt. These are the post-abortion generation, you see, the post-Roe v. Wade generation of doctors. They haven't got the morals, the ethics, the values that their predecessors had. And when you see a nation doing this, going down this path, a so-called civilized, once Christian nation, what hope is there left for that nation? In all seriousness, what hope is there left? That's why we can have troops amassing in other parts of the world, invading countries, and calling it liberation, and calling it liberation. That's what we call enslavement now, liberation. We call good evil and evil good, as the scripture has said. Can't have it both ways. We are either a godly nation, a nation who truly lives by the rule of law, his law, or we are a chaotic nation, one ruled by chaos and confusion. And the debauchery of man's arrogance deciding to play God. That is where we are today. That is where we have found ourselves, isn't it? All right, be back in just a couple of moments here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Yes. Yes. We are back. The last segment of tonight's program, Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio on Republic Broadcasting Network. Spread the word, because this is the place for you to wake up. Wake up, America. Wake up, world, for that matter. The case that we've been talking about, Terry Schiavo, and what implications it has for all of us, is something that is symptomatic of the disease and malaise that affects our country today. This humanistic, man-centered universe, defying the absolute laws that God has placed in respect for life, innocent life, is so typical of what we find ourselves today. You know, is it not ironic that the Supreme Court of the United States decides that it is cruel and unusual punishment to put to death teenagers, even 17 years of age, just before 18, who commit heinous acts of murder, gang violence, gang genocidal murderers. We just saw this shooting rampage now in Minnesota. And, you know, this will continue. This will continue with these decisions coming from the court that make absolutely no sense, equating the lives of vile, evil murderers with all life. You see, all life is not sacred. All life is not innocent. The scripture makes that clear, that delineation. Terry Schiavo can't help herself. She's an innocent person. When someone of volition makes the choice to do evil and do murder, then they must be punished, and their life must be taken. Now, we are reluctant to put to death people who are murderers, people who are killers. Yet, we will put to death someone like this who has not harmed a soul, who is languishing there helpless in her hospice bed. My goodness, as one man once said, may God forgive us, huh? And he wrote the book by the same name. His name was Robert Welch. Well, I see we're just about out of time. The clock is ticking away. No more time for phone calls, I'm sorry. But tomorrow night we will be back discussing more issues that we need to discuss on this broadcast. So much coming up in the next few weeks. So you stay with us and you join us right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, thanking you for joining me. And, of course, the program, don't forget it, is uncensored, radio-free America, because much of the media is highly censored and controlled, and this is the antidote. So we'll plan on being back again tomorrow night, Wednesday night, as we continue this week's journey. We're into our second month now, and bigger and better things are being planned. So you pray for us, you continue to support us as you have. And we'll be back then. See you all tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Well, she may fade away.
Berkeley's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeley Light, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.